If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. So today is January 26th, and let's see, in the U.S., it is National Spouses Day. Never even heard of this one. So what do? You go get a spouse on this day? Or do you celebrate your spouse if you have one? What if you don't have one? I don't know. It is also Australia Day in the U.S., India, New Zealand, and Taiwan. No, Australia. Of course it's Australia Day in Australia. In India, it is Republic Day. In Latvia, it is recognition of the Republic of Latvia. So that's good that they recognize the Republic of Latvia in Latvia. And then in Russia, it is Customs Day. Not sure what that is. Is that the customs, like when you travel, or is that the customs of like, oh, we do these traditional customs? So go celebrate those, please, and thank you. So the first word is cap, fourth form, noun from 1982. We have the 1D definition for the word capitalization. When will we see that? In like 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes. Okay, so now we have the fifth form of cap. This one is an abbreviation for 1, capacity, 2, capital, and 3, capitalize or capitalized, with a D at the end. Now we have CAP, all caps, abbreviation for 1, Civil Air Patrol, 2, Combat Air Patrol. Next is capability, noun from 1587, 1, the quality or state of being capable, also the synonym ability, 2, a feature or faculty capable of development, synonym is potentiality, 3, the facility or potential for an indicated use or deployment, as in, the capability of a metal to be fused. Also as in, nuclear capability. Next we have capable. This is an adjective from 1579. 1, synonym is susceptible, as in, a remark capable of being misunderstood. Oh boy. Many things that people say can be misunderstood, misconstrued, taken out of context, just, you know, confused altogether. Communication is really important because, I mean, you take any phrase and it can pretty much be understood to mean at least 2 things, if not more. So you have to be real careful when you're talking to people. I try to be super specific when I'm talking to people and saying what I gotta say, and I think that can come off as a little bit weird, but I'm trying to be very clear and specific. But at the same time, even when I'm trying to be like that, it can still be misconstrued or misunderstood as to be, you know, depending on how the person thinks, they may take it a different way. You just got to be careful, is all. Also, if you are questioning what something means, just ask them. Be like, hey, did you mean this or did you mean that? And they'll be like, no, I meant this other thing that you didn't even think of. Okay, number two is obsolete. Synonym is comprehensive. Three, having attributes as physical or mental power required for performance or accomplishment, as in, is capable of intense concentration. Four, having traits conducive to or features permitting, as in, this woman is capable of murder by violence. That is a quote from Robert Graves. Who was he talking about? Number five, having legal right to own, enjoy, or perform. Six, having or showing general efficiency and ability, as in, a capable lawyer. You always want a capable lawyer if you're in one of those situations that requires a lawyer. Also, as in, a capable performance. Capableness is a noun, and capably is an adverb. And I don't think the etymology, let's see, it's from Latin, capere, which means to take. And there's more at the word heave, H-E-A-V-E. So what does that mean? You're taking? I don't know. I'm blanking on what to say this, the fact that I am blanking on how capable and capere are connected. To take, I'm able to do something. I don't know. I'm able to take something. Moving on to capacious. This is an adjective from 1606. Containing or capable of containing a great deal. So it's interesting. So it's capable. That's where you get the cape, the first part. And then it's like, I think of the word space. Ooh, actually, there's the synonym, the word spacious. So yes, it's sort of capable and spacious combined to make capacious. Capaciously is an adverb. Capaciousness is a noun. This book is capacious because it does hold lots and lots of stuff. Unlike my brain is not capacious. Moving on to capacitance. This is a noun from 1893. 1A, the property of an electric non-conductor that permits the storage of energy as a result of the separation of charge that occurs when opposite surfaces of the non-conductor are maintained at a difference of potential. Obviously. 1B, the measure of this property that is equal to the ratio of the charge on either surface to the potential difference between the surfaces. Of course. 2, a part of a circuit or network that possesses capacitance. Capacitive is an adjective, and capacitively is an adverb. And this is from 1893, and I think I've seen other ones sort of like this. 1893 was when the World's Exposition was in Chicago, and I think that there was a lot of new electrical stuff that was shown off at that event. So this was probably one of those, because there was all this new electrical stuff. That's when this word was coined, is my guess. Next, we have capacitate. This is a verb, only transitive, from 1657. One is archaic. Sorry, I had some liquids before I recorded, so I got some belches. One is archaic, to make capable. Two, to cause, to undergo capacitation. And we will learn about that one in the next word, capacitation. But the example of a thing that is undergoing capacitation is a sperm. I think they just recently learned more about the sperm, which seems odd that they would recently learn something new about it. But I guess back in the day, they looked at them under the microscope, and based on the way that it was formed, the little tail really could only go one way. I'm not describing this very well, but basically, if the tail just went this one way, then the sperm would just go around in a circle, which is not very helpful. That's not going to do its job if it's just going around in a circle. But then, years later, they have the technology to actually look at sperm in three dimensions. And what they realized was that it was actually the movement of the tail actually made it spiral. So it wasn't going around in a circle. It actually spiraled. So yeah, that was kind of interesting. I just learned that not too long ago. Next, we have capacitation. So a sperm undergoes capacitation. What is it? It is a noun from 1951. The change undergone by sperm in the female reproductive tract that enables them to penetrate and fertilize an egg. What change do they go through other than, that's interesting. Capacitation. Okay. Next we have capacitor. Noun from 1925. A device giving capacitance and usually consisting of conducting plates or foils separated by thin layers of dielectric, as air or mica, with the plates on opposite sides of the dielectric layers, oppositely charged by a source of voltage, and the electrical energy of the charged system stored in the polarized dielectric. That was a mouthful. Next is our last word. We've got two of them, two forms. Capacity. C-A-P-A-C-I-T-Y. C-A-P-A-C-I-T-Y. Oh yeah, C-A-P-A-C-I-T-Y. That's how you spell capacity. First form, this is a noun from the 15th century. 1. Legal competency or fitness, as in capacity to stand trial. 2A. The potential or suitability for holding, storing, or accommodating, as in a large seating capacity. 2B. The maximum number, the maximum amount or number that can be contained or accommodated, as in a jug with a 1 gallon capacity. As also as in, the auditorium was filled to capacity. And then it says to see the metric system table, also the weight table. So I guess both tables, they talk about capacity. 3A, an individual's mental or physical ability. Synonyms are aptitude and skill. 3B, the faculty or potential for treating, experiencing, or appreciating, as in capacity for love. Do we all have the capacity for love? Not necessarily, but probably. I don't know. 4, synonyms are duty, position, and role, as in we'll be happy to serve in any capacity. Oh, there might be another sneeze coming. 5, the facility or power to produce, perform, or deploy. Synonym is capability, as in a plan to double the factory's capacity. I get confused on all these similar words. And then also it says maximum output, as in industries running at 3/4 capacity. 6A, synonym is capacitance. 6B, the quantity of electricity that a battery can deliver under specified conditions. And then lastly, the second form of capacity. I think I'm good on the etymology. So the second form is an adjective from 1897, equaling maximum capacity, as in a capacity crowd. So today we had cap, C-A-P, capability, capable, capacious, capacitance, capacitate, capacitation, capacitance, capacitate, capacitation. It's a capacitor and capacity. I think I'm going to pick capacity as the word of the episode. When I was a kid, I would see the word, and for some reason, my brain could not figure out how to pronounce it. I think I said, like, capacity. I think that's how I wanted to say it. And then I learned it was capacity. Okay, I think that's all I got today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.